Support comes from the Norton Simon Museum. Celebrate the opening of I Saw It, Francisco de Goya Printmaker, with an evening of live music, art making, live model drawing, tours, and more. Saturday, April 20th from 4 to 6:30 p.m. Info at nortonsimon.org.
Hey everyone, it's Monday, August 10th, and this is the LA Report. I'm Leo Duran. Today, California reacts to President Trump's weekend executive orders, the latest coronavirus numbers from around LA County. Questions are being raised about schools who want to reopen through the state's waiver program, and keeping an eye on a recent cluster of earthquakes. Over the weekend, President Trump issued a handful of executive orders in an attempt to circumvent Congress and its inaction in extending federal unemployment benefits. But as David Wagner reports, many Californians might get left out, and it's still unclear whether the state will even go along with Trump's plan.
So President Trump's plan would replace the expired $600 per week in federal benefits with $300 per week. Then states would have to chip in an additional $100, bringing the total to $400 on top of whatever people are already earning in state benefits. But this plan would leave out a lot of Californians because in order to qualify, you'd have to be earning at least $100 in regular unemployment. Lots of freelancers in particular in LA are receiving less than that because the state disregards the vast majority of their income when calculating their benefits. People in this situation told me they have no idea how they'd make ends meet on less than $100 a week. But, you know, California might not even go along with this plan at all. Governor Newsom said today that it would cost the state $700 million per week to implement Trump's plan. And he said that's just money that we don't have.
Next, LA County now has more than 210,000 known coronavirus cases, but the number may be far higher. Our Jackie Fortier has been analyzing the pandemic data, and she's here to explain.
We're still waiting for complete numbers after a major glitch with the state's data. So Governor Newsom said today that that system that tracks California's COVID-19 cases has been fixed, but there's a backlog of 295,000 records that needs to be reviewed by county health departments. We don't know how many of those cases are from LA, but officials say that data should be available later this week. LA County health officials point to hospitalizations dropping slightly as a good sign, though the number of people who are dying every day has remained about the same at about 37. Since the pandemic began, nearly 5,000 Angelenos have died from the coronavirus.
If a school in a high-risk county wants to reopen, it must not only apply for a waiver, but also demonstrate a comprehensive safety plan. With more on the waiver process and the questions being raised, here's Carla Javier.
So these waivers are the only way that any elementary school in a county on the state's COVID-19 watch list could reopen, whether they're district-run, charter, or private. And whether or not the local health officer ultimately grants one of these waivers depends on the health and safety plan presented and on the data and health conditions in the county. In Los Angeles County, the case rate is still too high, so the Department of Public Health announced it won't grant any waivers just yet. In Orange County, the healthcare agency is accepting applications, at least. I've read some of them from about a dozen-ish private schools, and the safety plans paint pictures of classrooms that could look very different from what we were used to pre-pandemic. And with the largest school districts in Orange County starting the next school year with distance learning, the waivers also raise questions about equity and access to education.
And finally, this morning, a cluster of more than 10 small earthquakes hit just south of the San Andreas Fault beneath the Salton Sea, and they were all within a few hours of each other. The largest was a magnitude 4.6, and they occurred in an area known as the Brawley Seismic Zone, a transition point between the San Andreas Fault and the Imperial Fault, which extends down into Mexico. Jacob Margolis, also host of our podcast, The Big One, Your Survival Guide, has been reporting on recent quakes in the region, and he's here to tell us more.
In our Big One scenario, the big earthquake starts right at Bombay Beach at the Salton Sea, and these earthquakes were about 7 miles south of there, so we were definitely paying attention. There were dozens of them, but because they were so close to the San Andreas Fault, a lot of people were asking, are these going to trigger a bigger earthquake? I mean, there is always the remote possibility that an earthquake will trigger a big, even bigger earthquake. USGS is putting the likelihood that a magnitude 7 or greater earthquake in that area in general could be triggered. There's like a 1% chance that it could happen sometime over the next week. But this area is a particularly active area because it's where the Pacific and North American tectonic plates meet. For now, you know, I can tell you that this area is seismically active. We see this kind of clusters of activity every once in a while. And so far, none of those have actually triggered the San Andreas Fault or any other major faults in the area.
Thanks for listening to today's LA Report. Our reporting is made possible by listeners like you. Please donate today at laist.com/donate to keep local news strong during this uncertain time. That's laist.com/donate. We'll have another report for you tomorrow. Until then, be safe. I'm Leo Duran. The LA Report is produced Monday through Friday. Subscribe using your favorite podcast app or smart speaker. And for the most up-to-date news around the clock, be sure to check in at laist.com/latest. That's laist.com/latest.